Amar Abaya. Pshitali yada shel adam ein alay krushas harabim b'alay krushas hayachid. So the person's hand is not considered like krushas harabim or krushas hayachid. Now Rashi learns like this. From, if you look back at the Mishnah, I mean, it's pshitali based on the Mishnah. Wasn't he held in the Surah like that? But it's based on what the Mishnah says. If a person is standing and his hand is extended into different rishos, we do not put his hand back to where his body is and say, being on the person's hand is being on the person's body. And since he's standing, let's say, for example, for argument's sake, he's standing in the rishos hayachid, his hand is rishos hayachid. Well, that would be true in the case where the Balabais would put his hand outside, and the Ani would take it out of the hand of the Balabais and put it down. The Ani would do Hutzah, because the Balabais' hand is Rishas Yachid. The Ani is now taking from Rishas Yachid and putting it to Rishas Rabbah. But that's not true. The Mishnah says that case is not Chayiv. And vice versa, where the Ani is standing outside and extending his hand inside, we don't say that the item is in Rishas Rabbah, because the Ani is standing in Rishas Rabbah. We say that it's considered. Right, so that's clear to me. In other words, the hand does not get the status of where the person's body is totally. It gets somewhat the status of the being the other rishus. On the other hand, it's not considered totally in the other rishus, because if that would be true when the balabayis takes his hand and sets his hand outside and then rests his hand there, stops, and we're saying that by hanochas yalas it says that being in a hand is considered in a state of rest. Well, so he's rechayiv. He did it so. Well, he didn't do it so because it's still attached to his hand, which is attached inside. So it's not outside; it's on inside. So Rashi learns that the Mor's Lashon is talking about focusing. It's not like the other rishus. Actually, the other rishonim learned that the focus. The point the Mor is saying it's not like the original rishus. It's the same thing backwards, right? That makes sense. I just said. Yeah. Okay. Okay. It's not like Rishas Rabim, like Rishas Yachid. Rishas Rabim lo damya miyoder da'ani. We see that it's not considered like Rishas Rabim from the case of the hand of the Ani, where the Ani is standing outside and he stands his hand inside, and we don't. And the Balabais takes from it, and the Balabais is potter because he didn't take from Rishas Rabim, even though the Ani is standing in Rishas Rabim, but his hand is not in Rishas Rabim. So we don't give his hand that didn't Rishas Rabim. Rishas Yachid lo damya miyoder da Balabais, and we see it's not like Rishas Yachid. From the halacha of the yad of the balabayas, who's standing inside, puts his hand outside, and it's not considered like it's rishus hayachid when the ani takes from it. Okay, so that is clear to me. That we do not give it the full status of the place where it came from. So we're giving it a semi-status that it's no longer in the rishus hayachid, but we're not giving it the status as the rishus harab. So now boya baya. Maybe we should give the person's hand a status of a semi-rishus. Now, what moshul do we have of a semi-rishus? We have a semi-rishus called a karmelis. Like we'll see later on. Karmelis is, Rashi says it's referring to like a forest, which is not a private domain, but it's not really a place where the rishus harabim really goes either. So we gave it the Raisa. There's no such thing as a Karmelis. The Raisa. There's only two Rishri. There's only three Rishriyas to Raisa, and the Talmud made a fourth one. There are three Rishriyas to Raisa: are Rishas Yochid, Rishas Rabim, and no man's land, which we would call Malkum Patur. So there are many areas which are not made to be the area of Rishas for the. It's not made for the people to travel, etc. It's not made for people to be there and fought. But you're allowed to go there. It's not a place to dwell in. So it's not a Rishas Yochid. It doesn't meet the criteria of Rishas Yochid, like we'll see later on. It has to have mechitzas, etc. It doesn't have mechitzas. It's not made for Hiluch HaRabim. It's not made for Rabim to do their business there like a shuk. It's not made for people to travel in. So halachically, it's nothing. Deraisa. So a person that goes to Rishas Yochid to a Karmelist, Meraisa is Mutter. For a Karmelist, Rishas Rabim, Mutter. A person that goes from a Rishas Yachid through Rishas Rabim and puts down in the Karmelis, he did the Hanach in the Karmelis, he's Potter. Right? The Raisa Karmelis is nothing. Kemal Chama said there's a Rishas called Karmelis. It's in between. So we're going to give this the yad of the person a status of a karmelist. That it would be the status we're going to give it. Now, why would we want to do that? So that we're going to see an interesting idea over here, that the more we're going to discuss the motivation for doing it and the parameters of what we did might exist independently of each other. In other words, we would like to give it a status. Why do we want to do that? Mi kansua rabbanon ladur ligabe yoloi. Listen, the person takes his hand, he said, Rishas Yochan, he says, Hanat Rishas Rabban. That's not a smart place to be. We don't want a person doing that because it's very possible the next step is he's going to be throwing it down, putting it down, etc. So we're going to give him a kanas. Okay, your hand is now is a karmelis. You can't now bring your hand back into Rishas Yochan because you can't take from a karmelis into Rishas Yochan. So stand there the rest of Shabbos with your hand, buddy. That's going to be the kanas. The motivation is we don't want people doing this. And if one guy is stuck doing this, believe me, the next guy's not going to consider the possibility of doing this pretty quickly. Right? You know, it's quite tiring to stand like that with an item in your hand for 18 hours. You know? Okay? So, but the motivation would be a kanas. The parameters of the kana would be we would give the hand, as we said, it's not considered like it's in the Rishas HaYochad anymore. We don't consider it like it's in the Rishas HaRabim, so we'll consider it like a karmelis. And therefore, you may not bring your hand back. So that's a biased question. As the more goes through, we're going to see, does the more contemplate, in other words, will the kanas get a life of its own? In other words, once you give it the status of a karmelis, it'll have all the parameters of a karmelis, even in the case where maybe it wouldn't make sense to give it the kanas, or not. But then again, but there's two issues over here. There's the motivation, and there's the actual, the getter of the takana, the framework, which they use the framework of what was already established concepts. If it would work, if it would be so, by saying, well, it would use the parameter of established concepts, which we know about the Hilchos Shabbos. So that's the shayla. So Toshma. Haisa yadoi malei peiros. Bryson says, Bryson number one says his hand was full of peiros. But see lechutz, he stuck his hands outside. Okay. So the loch is tani chara. One Bryson says osir lachzira. He may not bring his hand back in. Tani iroch mutar lachzira. And there's a second Bryson, a different Bryson, which says he's allowed to bring it in. Says my love, isn't it not the b'hokam mifugim? This is mamash what they're arguing about. The marsover kikaram lizdamir. The Tana of this price, which says it's also held, the Chavi made this kanas and gave it a status like a karmelis. And the second price says no, they didn't give a status of a karmelis. That's your shayla is mamash the machlokes between the two prices. The Gemara says, no, you can't prove that is the argument between the two brises, because I could tell you the argument in the two brises is in the following. They're not arguing, they're actually talking about two different cases. Since the brisa wasn't explicit exactly what the case was, it says he put his hand outside. I could now make a difference. What does it mean? What does it mean by outside? Lloyd, no, it's not necessarily that's what they're arguing in. I can tell you the Kuliyamla, Kikarmelis Damya. Both Bryces agree that we gave the hand extended outside instead of a Karmelis. But Mulaikasha, so then we have, if they both agree, so what's the Mulaikas? That's not difficult. Kan Lamata Measora. One of the things we're going to learn as we go along, that the Rishus Rabim's status of Rishus Rabim only extends 10 Tfachim high. So if he sticks his hand out below 10 tefachim, beneath the height of 10 tefachim, his hand is now in Rishas HaRabim. So he went from Rishas HaYochad to Rishas HaRabim. We said, buddy, you shouldn't have done that. Your hand is a karmelis, you may not bring it back in. If, however, he sticks his hand outside above 10 tefachim, has the status of a Malkam Patur. He has something in his hand, he stuck it outside. So he has to stay like that the rest of Shabbos. So in the scenario where he put it in, now, so since he is, even though we're saying that this Rosh agrees, we give the hand the status of a carmelist, but he didn't do any aveira over here, he didn't do anything wrong, because putting it in the Ma'ala Meyud is not considered, there was not even the beginnings of a Ma'ala Meyud yet. I mean, it's very, if he throws it down, it'll have went from Shasiyach to Shasaravim, but right now, at this stage, he has not done anything which has any status of a Hitzor, because the Ma'ala Meyud is considered a Makam Patur. So they didn't give a Kanas in that situation, because there was no aveira done yet. So, so even though I agree Kikarmelis Damya, it doesn't take a life on a life of its own and say, well, listen, well, now it's a Kikarmelis, it has all the rules of a Kikarmelis no matter what. We look at each, we're going to give it as a Kikarmelis when we felt it was necessary to give a Kanas. So that's this first attempt of the Gemara to disprove the Raya, or disprove that it's Machloikus, is by saying that the two Brises agree in concept. This, the question was, they only do it when there's actual reason to do it, and scenario Brice A there was, and Brice B there wasn't. Right. So a scenario... That's a good question. Yes and no. But in other words, the issue over here being that the hand is the status of a carmelist, it doesn't have avir. So you wouldn't be stuck with that problem. We're giving the hand the status of the carmelist, not the carmelist. In other words, if you go into a carmelist itself, so we say it doesn't extend above 10 tefachim. Right?
So I was wondering why you're explaining it the way you were, as opposed to saying, yes, the hand is.
Yeah, but I'm saying, because that's how Rashi explains. Rashi, they didn't give a kanas in this scenario. I'm following Rashi on that gladly. But I think the point is that if you're defining the Carmelis as the ground, so you say, well, it extends 10 tefachim. If you define the Carmelis as the hand, I don't care where the hand is, that's the Carmelis. And so Rashi didn't go that direction. Okay, that's answer number one. V'boy Yisema. A second way to say that's not the machlokes. I'll tell you, idi b'idi lamata miyasor. Both brashas are talking about the hand went below 10, and v'lavka karmelis damya. Both brashas hold that lavka karmelis damya. Now we'll see what that means in a second. And what's the difference between the two brashas? Well, kasha kan mi b'adyoy, kan mi shechashecha. So the Mora says, they didn't give a status of a Carmelist, because you give a status of a Carmelist, I can't differentiate when you put it there, whether you put it there before Shabbos or after. Now, so this Iboy Sam is going, no. If you give a status of a Carmelist, it's going to have to come with all of the trappings of a Carmelist. So even if it's there, which I wouldn't like to, I don't feel a need to make the Kanas, but if the Chabim gave it the status of a Carmelist, it came with all of the parameters of a Carmelist. Well, therefore, even if you think it's handing out Erev Shabbos, he didn't do any of Erev, but putting out Erev Shabbos, we have to give it to the Carmelist, if you hold the Carmelist down. And we also have to bring it back inside. So no, we didn't give it a status of a Carmelist. We might have given you a Kanas and said, listen, buddy, I don't care what your status is, you ain't bringing your hand back inside. But we only did that if we felt a need to do that. So he put it out on Shabbos. We say, hey, bad boy, keep your hand out there. What's your status of your hand? I don't care what your status of your hand is, but you're not bringing your hand back in. And that's the first price. So that's only if he put it out on Shabbos. The second price says, if he put it out before Shabbos, he didn't do anything wrong at that moment, so we're not giving him a kanas. So here we're saying we would divorce had we given it to the Carmelists, we could not divorce the status of the Carmelists from its halachas. So you'd rather not give it a status of a Carmelist, and now we'll give it a kanas on a case by case basis. So in scenario A, yes, and scenario B, no. Okay. That is the second approach. The Moore says, you know what? If you're getting involved in Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, I can make a strong argument that we should have explained the brises the other way around. You're saying that if he puts it on Erev Shabbos, that's the brises that says he can bring it back in. If he puts it on Shabbos, the brises says, buddy, you're stuck there the rest of Shabbos. The Kenas, they said, you can't do it. Moshe says, Adarab. The opposite, Ipkur Mestabra, the other way would seem to make sense. Now what? You're dealing over here with a dangerous scenario. It is extremely tempting for this person, after standing there for many hours, to throw the item down. At that point in time, he's done the malacha b'tzah. He picked it up on Shabbos, stuck his hand outside, and threw it down. So you're dealing with a very close potential of being over the rice. If he picks it up Erev Shabbos, like we saw him yesterday, and he puts his hand outside, and he throws it out on Shabbos, he's not a chayim, because the kir was done on Erev Shabbos. So, in both scenarios, the fellow picked it up Erev Shabbos and stuck his hand out, and kept it out there until Shabbos came. You see, tzaddik he's not. So he deserves a kenas, right? Okay. And you know what? We say, buddy, keep it there. Even if he now stuck there, and after a few hours he's motivated to ignore us, he won't do it over the rice. So you know what? Okay, we'll make the kanas. We're not worried about but the consequences of our kanas. But a case where the fellow picks it up on Shabbos itself, this is a kanas which is going to be very, very difficult to keep. You're right, the next guy will never do it, but this guy might be a Mechalel Shabbos the rice because of it. So maybe it's not worth it. The consequences are not worth it. So, would the Chachamim get involved in the Takana, which creates the potential for a consequence of Chilul Shabbos? That's really what the Mor is going to go right now. The Mor did not say that answer. It means apparently the Mor was not bothered by that at all. We have a problem making the Takana, Rabbanu, which have consequences of potential Chilul Shabbos. And that's going to be a question which the Mor is going to get into right now. If he put it out Erev Shabbos, the Ishari Lay, if he now throws it down on Shabbos, he cannot come to Chilul Shabbos, so the Tzura Bara, so the Chamim would give a Kanas. Mishach Hashecha, however, if he put his hand out ready on Shabbos, the Sharile at this point in time, if he throws it down, he'll come to Chiyuv Chatos. The Chamim should not give a Kanas. Well, that's how I would have suggested you should present this. I mean, aloy kamashinin and hachi, from the fact that the Bnei Beis Medrash, in other words, when the Gemara was discussing this, and the people in the Beis Medrash came up with this approach, they chose approach that they said that a Shabbos we would give a kanaz, not the way I just suggested. It means apparently, all you rabbis out there in the Beis Medrash who made the suggestion are very comfortable saying the Chachamim will make a takana in the face of a potential Chilul Shabbos. If so, tifshet d'Rabbi Barabaya. We should now be able to resolve Rabbi Barabaya's shiloh. What are the boy Rabbi Barabaya? Rabbi Barabaya presented the following question. What was his question? Hidvik pas betaner. So, Bishul is one of the fascinating malachas in Shabbos, even though we're very comfortable with Bishul because we're used to it constantly. One of our major our interactions with Shabbos is Bishul on Shabbos, right? You know, all the different dinim. But Bishul is a very interesting malacha because Bishul really is not done by the person. Bishul is really a grama. The person puts the pot on the fire and the fire cooks it. And it might take an hour till it comes to the madrega of Macham and Jusoy, and now he's chayiv. Right? So it's not really a direct act by the person. It's a semi-direct. He set the process in motion, but obviously he's not chayiv until something happens. An interesting shaila which we'll talk about a little bit more in Daf Dalam and Aleph. Let's say he puts the pot on the fire on Shabbos, but it's right at the end of Shabbos, and it only cooks on Motzei Shabbos. Is that called the malacha bishul? Well, the person's act was done on Shabbos, but that's not the chiyuv is not for the act. The chiyuv is for the result, which doesn't happen until later on. Well, it's not for the result because you put your pot on Erev Shabbos, you can cook on Shabbos. We don't worry about the result. We worry about the ma'isa. For the ma'isa, the Rishash says that it's only usher if he does it on Shabbos, and you need both things on Shabbos. The malach is both parts. Okay, so now. So to maybe the fellow sticks his bread onto the tanner and puts his dough onto the tanner on Shabbos. It's not chayiv yet till it bakes to a certain extent. Great, so take it out now. But there's an issue to Rabbanan to take it out. So now the fellow stuck it in. The rabbi says, you may not take it out. Are you Mechal Shabbos? So hey, we'll burn in Gehenna. But you're not taking it out because we said no. Our Meir Chama said, Gevald Mevelt. You know, our whole tachas of our tachonis is to protect. That this situation, we should directly, I mean, we're directly creating a Chil Shabbos. So would we maintain our tachonah in the face of a Chil Shabbos? That was a Bibi Shaila. Well,
what's the reason for the Isser for Deus
the Isser?
Yeah.
What was the call? Rashi is going to give us a Gemara that the Gemara says that the Deus Apostle the Shvusi is a Chacham of Enam Alacha. The way Rashi the Gemara presents it, the Balta was an element of Chacham. It was something which you did on Shabbos, was looked like the Malacha because there was extensive knowledge how to do it, so it looked like you're doing something fancy footwork on Shabbos, creating something, but the mice, it wasn't the malacha per se. So they made it also in the Rabbanan. So here you pass Bataner, Hitir lo le redoisa kardim shiyav le dechi of chattas, or lo hitir. So that was Rabibi's, Rabarabai's question. Did the Chachamim permit him to do Radiyas HaPas, remove the bread from the oven? Now, the reason Radiyas HaPas was something called a mardar, or a marada, which is this paddle of wood. The way they used to bake your bread, they used to stick the dough to the side of the oven. If you didn't know what you were doing, you had to detach it from the thing and catch it also. Otherwise, you end up with your bread stacking, falling into the ash, etc., of the floor of the oven, which wasn't necessarily the most delicious way to eat your bread. Especially if you're a baker, you're going to sell it here, you know, full of ashes, right? There was a chochma involved in doing it, to getting detaching it enough that the gravity would allow you to not move your thing beneath it and catch it as it comes out. So it was a chochma. And because there was a chochma to it, it wasn't just like you were doing a simple mice. It looked like you were doing something. Even though it really wasn't the malacha, the Chacham said it's us. So there's an Isser Radiyas HaPas. Did they maintain their Isser Radiyas HaPas in the face of a Chi of Chattas or not? So Hitiru, Lo Hitiru. So Tivshet, the Lo Hitiru. We should, from the attitude of the whole, the Chachamim, who took these two braises over here and construed it the way they construed it, that they have no problem saying that we put his hand out and he should be also to keep his hand out on Shabbos, even though now there's a potential Chi of Chattas over there. If they are comfortable saying that, they would probably say in Rabibi's case that, my friend, you're not going to take this out even though you come to Chi of Chattas. Now, there is a difference. Over there, your body coming to Chi of Chattas, and over here, it's only potentially coming to Chi of Chattas. So the Mishnah say, what's the comparison? Over there, they said, come maybe in the face of a Vare Chi of Chattas. The Chacham say, you know what? Fine, we give in. Do Radiyah and don't be Mechai of Chattas. Whereas over here, we're saying, listen, buddy, you know, it's 4 hours on the Shabbos. You might become the Chattas, you might not come the Chattas. Well, you know what? Keep your hand there. And we'll take our chances, you know? Right? That far we're going to go.
It's
Karv Levadai. So they say it's Karv. Right, it's a Karv Levadai. So that's what they say. That difference is not, you know, you can't base it on that because it's pretty Vadai that he's going to keep his hand out there as long as he can, whether he likes it or not, but eventually the chances are that he will drop it.
The Shiloh is a little funny because don't the Gezeres from the run go on a Misa? I mean, you can make a Gezera, you should not do this.
Right.
Essentially, they're saying, we make a gezeira that if you do this, are you allowed to do another
maisa? Now, which you're going in Rabibi's case?
In the Radiyas HaPas.
No, the kind of HaPas was bread was there from before Shabbos. The person put the dough in before Shabbos. Right, and the Chacham said that was a freestanding tekana, nothing to do with because he did an aveira. That was a freestanding tekana. You cannot take the Radiyas HaPas and Shabbos. I don't care. You put it in there, the firehouse or Shabbos, it baked. You just never took it off. Right. So what happens now? So the truth is, I'm not sure that's not really true, because usually as it bakes, it gets so crusted it would fall off, right? But you want to catch do the beforehand. But he put it right before, you know, and, you know, so Chama said, you can't do these apostle Shabbos. Now, in this scenario, it comes up against a question of a Chilul Shabbos, because he put it on Shabbos. So Morris says, Holokash, fine, Vitifshut, you're right. There's no problem with this. You are right. You are correct in your assumption. We don't have a brisa to prove Rabibi's, but we see that there was a consensus of opinion. The way the B'nai Beis Medrash presented this construction that they did, obviously they don't seem to be bothered by Rabibi Barabai's Shiloh. So we answered our Shiloh by saying that this was the consensus of opinion of the Beis Medrash, that that's not a problem. The Chachamim would do it even in the face of a Chiyuv Chatas. Okay. Now, no, you cannot prove, you cannot answer Rabibi Barabai's question. How is that? Now, what the Morris is going to do seems to be very funny. The Morris is going to say, because I have a new way to answer the Tzirut in the two Brises. So Tosfos says, one second. We know the other ways of answering the Tzirut in the Brises. That wasn't our issue. Our issue was that the fact that the members of the Beis Medrash felt comfortable suggesting approach, this previous approach, I mean, they assumed the Rebbe of Shiloh wasn't a problem. So the fact that there are five other ways to learn up, to answer the Tzirut in the Brises is irrelevant. That wasn't what we were trying to prove from. Okay? But that's what the Morris says. So Tosfos asks the Kasha. Morris says, Maloy Kasha, Kan B'Shogeg, Kan B'Mezit. I can answer the Tzirut in the two Brises by saying, B'Shogeg lo Kuntzur Rabbana. The Mezit Kuntzur Rabbana. That in a scenario where he put his hand out, B'Shogeg, they did not give a Kanas. He put his hand out, B'Mezit, you did give a Kanas. Now, Rashi says, one second, if you tell me the case of Mezit, you gave a Kanas, you're back to saying, here we have a potential Chilul Shabbos. Right? And they still said they're Takana. So we're back to saying Rabbi Barabai is Shiloh, not a Shiloh. So the Mordor said, forget all Tessa's question for a second. Right? But as you're saying it, we're still saying Rabbi Barabai is Shiloh is that it's Tachama made of Takana in the face of the Chilul Shabbos. Because here he put up a Mezid, he's going to come to Chiyuv Skila. Right? If he throws it down, he decides, okay, forget it. Just or let's. If he decides, didn't fall out of his hand against his will, but he decides to let go of it, that's not Chiyuv Chatas. That's Chiyuv Skila. I mean, he won't get Skila because it was an Asroa, but it's a Chiyuv Kordas and Skila. It's not Chatas over here. So, Rabibi's, but you see, they said, fine, but it's tough luck. Right? So, Rashi, that point Rashi addresses. He might do that, but he might not. He might just drop it. Tosfos has the same problem. Tosfos says that the Mora now is discussing Shogeg and Mezid of Erev Shabbos. Yes, we'll see in Rashi. Rashi is a little more complicated than Tosfos. So I just want to tell you, but the Rashi Tosfos will ask the question. Tosfos says, we're talking about, because if we're talking about on Shabbos, we're back to Rabbi Barabai's problem. Right? B'boy is saying a fourth approach of how to answer the theories in the two Brises is Edi B'Shogeg. Both Brises are talking about the case of Shogeg. They're arguing when they made this kanas, which logically only applies to mezid. That's when you give a kanas, right? Did they make a kanas by shogeg also? Marsaber konser shogeg up to mezid. What the first brisa which says that it's also holds, we give a kanas on the shogeg in order to establish the case of mezid also. According to Tosfos, right. According to Rashi, no, it was on Shabbos. Okay. Marsavra comes from Shogot Amazin, and Marsavra Lois comes from Shogot Amazin. Okay? So that's approach number four to the two brises. So approach number one, they're arguing whether Yod is a Karmelis or not. Number two, they're arguing, we're making a difference between before Shabbos and non Shabbos. Number three, we're making a difference between Shogeg and Mezid. Number four, they're arguing what's the status of Shogeg. Number five, the fifth approach, how to answer this stira, is the Olam Loi Konsum. We do not make a Kanas of Shogeg, we do not make a Kanas of Karmelis. We didn't. We did not get kanas of Carmelis. Kan la oisa chotzer. Kan la chotzer acheres. This brisa, which discusses that you what you're allowed to do when brisa says you're allowed to, you're allowed to bring it back. You're allowed to bring it back. But they didn't ask the person to bring his hand back. But the brisa says you cannot put it in down. Means you can't put it down in a different rishus yachid. So he should now take it, he should throw it to the next kotzer over. That's when they said you cannot do that. Well, he didn't know it so, because it didn't end up in Rishus HaRab. It ended up in Rishus HaYochid. That's very nice, but that we're not going to allow you to do. Number four, yeah. Right, that's the same problem, yeah. That's Tosha's question. I didn't say Tosha's answer yet. What? He asked it on number three, same question, number four. I didn't say how he answered it. I just tell you that he asked the question. Okay. So, can a boy named Rav Amir of Nachman? This question, Rav asked of Nachman. So, this is halacha lemaisa. Rav asked of Nachman. Abaye had a shaila, but Rav asked of Nachman the same shaila. His hand was malei peres. He stuck it outside. Can he bring it back in? I'm malei mutter. He said, yes, he may. Lachatzar acheres. Can he throw it to lachatzar acheres? Mahu. I'm malei also. He may not. Okay. So what's the difference? Now, there are scenarios where halachically you're dealing with the issur is on a deraisa level. We'll see later on. There are scenarios going from one rishus yachid to another rishus yachid through rishus rabim. There are scenarios where that's going to be not chayiv deraisa. There are scenarios where it is going to yes chayiv deraisa. But we're talking about a scenario where that wasn't the situation. It was not a chiyuv deraisa issue. So he said, so what's the difference? So Rav Nachman gave back an interesting introduction to his answer. He gave an answer, but he gave an introduction, which Rashi says, Tupshat, either he said it as a joke, a little bit, okay, a little bit of excitement for the, or he said that, you know, I'm not sure what your question is. Like, he was sort of like responding also some type of jocular type of expression, like, what are you talking about? So he said, now the word techel can either mean it means to eat, or it means to measure. The word to mean chol is to measure something. So either Rashi either means go out and measure for me one kur's worth of salt, and then I'll give you the answer. You know. Whatever, right? That's one. Or it means you eat a certain amount of salt with your food. You can eat a kur's worth of melach before you're going to have a question over it. I don't know what your problem is. Obviously, they're different. Why? Over here, the person's intent to get the item out of the shus yachid was not accomplished. So we say we're not worried about what he might. We said that you must take it back. He says, okay, good. He knows he shouldn't throw it down to Rishus HaRab. If we tell him you can put into a chatzar acheris, which means he's accomplished getting it out of Rishas HaYachid, we're very scared that he might instead throw it down to Rishas HaRabim and leave it there. So that's why the cases are quite different, and therefore we didn't see a need to asser it, to bring it back in, but we did see a need to asser it to go to a different chatzar. No, but it's in the world of the Knesset Rabbanon, we are concerned that if we're going to allow him to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, in the next scenario, the guy who wants to throw down the Rishas HaRabim might throw down the Rishas HaRabim. That's what we're afraid of. Okay, we have an Omen's worth of Rashi. We'll at least make a dent in it. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow's Omen is not so big, so I can allow myself this liberty. Okay, we are on the Rashi's. It's the fourth line of Rashi in the top of Gimel Amud Beis. It's like Rashi, Amar Baya Pshituli, Mimas Nisan. It's clear to me from the Mishnah, the Yodosh Al Adam Hapshut of the Rishus Acheris, Enon Nisrekus, Acher Gufay, Legamri, Leos, Ki Rishus, Shuhu, Aymed Ba. When a person is standing in Rishus HaYachin, and he puts his hand outside, it's not in Rishus HaRabim yet, that's clear in the Mishnah. Well, to me, if so, it's like it's still inside with him. That's not true. Now, it's interesting, Rashi Loshan is, it's not Nisrekus, Acher Gufay, Legamri, which would sound like, again, like the idea of the Rashba, we do consider it partially like it's inside, partially like it's outside. Right? That was the idea before. Ben Shur Shas HaYachid, whether he's standing in Rosh Shas HaYachid, Ben Shur Shas HaRabim, whether he's standing in Rosh Shas HaRabim. Shur Shas HaRabim Loi Dami Miyada Da Oni, the Ktani Masnis and the Chin Not Tabal Abayis Mitoicha as part. The Oni stands outside, puts his hand inside, we don't consider it like it's on him and he's in Rosh Shas HaRabim, and now when the Bala Bais takes it out of the Oni's hand, where the item is in Rishus HaYachid, but it's in the hand of a person who's standing in Rishus HaRabim, he's doing the Malach HaMachnosa from Rishus HaRabim, because this guy is a Rishus HaRabim inside. We don't say that. The Bala Bais sticking his hand outside, and the Oni takes it from him, is not Chayiv. So that I know. What I don't know is that now that I give it this semi-status, do I go and extend and give it to the we consider it half-half, partial, so maybe we should give it to the Karmelis. So let's leave this next Rashi and we'll pick up tomorrow.